The Bay Area has a rich history of live music. Places like the Fillmore and the Warfield in San Francisco, or the Fox in Oakland. These theaters house large audiences, host established artists, and often sell their tickets online. In the era of Live Nation and Ticketmaster, small local venues can get lost in the shuffle. But one man in the Mission District has a plan to change all that. In this story from 2009, reporter Julia Halperin Jackson sneaks a peek at the underground punk scene at San Francisco's Thrill House Records.
My baby, you ain't crazy, no.
That's My Darling Faye by the Oakland Trio, Songs for Moms. Whether you like them or not, Songs for Moms is one of Fred Shrunk's new favorite bands. He runs the Thrill House Records label out of his nonprofit store, a music nook in San Francisco's Outer Mission District.
Well, what draws me to the bands is saying something that needs to be said through their lyrics, or they're doing something that's really beneficial for the community through their actions. If there's somebody that wouldn't be having a record otherwise, then that's where I'm interested.
And who is Shrunk interested in? Local musicians like Onion Flavored Rings and Black Rainbow. Yeah! And Dory Tourette and the Skirt Heads. Fred Shrunk founded Thrill House in 2007. Since then, his label has produced 13 Bay Area bands and hosted music events such as the Doomed Festival and Thrill Fest. Shrunk says even though punk has a counterculture reputation, it's all about community.
There is a strong contingent within punk rock music that does have a really heightened sense of awareness and want to work towards positive change, and that's what I identify with.
Thrill House the Store is about both community and chaos. There are boxes of vinyl, show posters, band t-shirts, and a drawing of a Thrill House volunteer on the back wall. Customers swap books on a makeshift bookshelf. One customer, known as Smurf, carries in two Safeway bags filled with magazines to donate to Thrill House. He says the store used to host shows, but like many small venues, it couldn't afford to.
Every time you're trying to do music in the city, unless you have enough money to pay for a regular venue, which usually can only be paid for by having alcohol sales, which then means you can't have the kids there. So any place that wants to be all ages, it's always a struggle to keep that going.
If Shrunk left out kids, he'd lose a lot of his audience. So he and four other Bay Area punk promoters are looking to do something about it. They've formed the San Francisco All Ages Show Spaces Project.
We're hoping to create a really cool place where people of all kind of age groups feel really comfortable with it, both like really young kids, like 13 and 14 coming in, checking out a show. And it would be also a place where people that are like older and really involved in the music scene wouldn't feel out of place.
But that doesn't mean Shrunk wants punk to go pop. Ask any indie rocker or Smurf. There's a reason to keep underground music underground.
Punk rock is especially fun, in my opinion, because there's very little barrier. You can get to know all the people, and you go to see their bands, and they're playing inches in front of you instead of on a giant stage far away. So there's a little extra energy from that. It's a little sloppier, but it's a little extra energy from being right in the middle of the music.
Fred Shrunk says it's not about the money anyway.
One of the main ideas behind the store is that we're not going to buy anything from kind of like a major label. And so it's really just underground music that you won't hear on the radio, and you won't see in like in a tower, or you won't see in any kind of big box store like that.
Instead, he says, it's about keeping the independent Bay Area scene alive.
We want our labor that we're giving up for free to go to support causes that we think are important and a benefit to us all.
Which is a value anyone can get behind, whether or not they're a punk rocker. In San Francisco, I'm Julia Halperin Jackson for Cross Currents.